I don't know where I went.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Hello, old lady. I know your face well. I know it well. She says, na 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 na. Be sitting in your mirror now is the place where the crossroads meet. When you look into the future, never, never say goodbye. Belong to you,
she said.
It belongs to me and your little boy and your little girl. And the one hand clapping there on your palm is my little line. When you're written in mine, as an old memory. Na 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 na.
WMFO
on the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Pittori Ione Boca to Kimi Insaperabu Osoroi Piercing. Let's go to your house. Chukashi Tsuki.
Children, they say that Jesus is the way, but then gave him a white face, so they don't have to pray to someone they deem lesser than them. The South will not rise again till it's paid for every sin.
Until I kissed ya, how did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed until I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. Things have really changed since I kissed ya. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You got a way about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed until I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, you don't realize.
kiss could be. You got a way about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed until I kissed you. I kissed you. I kissed ya, I kissed ya, oh yeah, I kissed ya.
Hello, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Moronite, the Boston Medium, and we are here on Sunday service. That's right, we got a chance to get in here. Sorry for the late start. You know how it is, traffic. You know, I always say there's so much traffic on Sunday, like it is incredible how much traffic there is on Sunday. Y'all need to get right with the Lord, okay? Y'all need to stay at home. Y'all need to get out of the city, bunch of atheists. No, bunch of atheists, y'all need to stay home. Stop driving around. Stop being busy. You utilize this time as I'm on the radio doing what I love, telling you to stay home. I love it. Don't you love it? Don't you love the contradiction in the air? It's for my benefit, so I can get to the station faster, actually. Anyway, I love you so much, Sunday service. We are lifting the vibrations, baby. That's how we do. We gotta uplift the vibrations. Oh, it's the gospel. It is the absolute gospel right here. And here till 2 p.m., you know, if we're lucky, maybe I'll be on the air longer. If we're lucky. Anyways, I hope you've been enjoying this. We had we have some Jelly Roll Morton. And we had some Mill Evans, Ain't You Glad, and some of the Everly Brothers, Till I Kissed You. So yeah, Sunday service, this is how we do it. We uplift the vibration. And in a little bit about, I'm going to do my inspirational speaking, because that's how we do it. That's how we roll. But until then, let's continue on with this sweet selection of some like jug band, some 50s, some soul, some, you know, we have it here. You know, we have it. We have it all here. Dixieland jazz, bluegrass, gospel, and doo-wop. It just keeps going. It just keeps going on. Anyways, what a great week. What a great life. Let's summon in. Happy Beltane. Happy full moon in Scorpio. We doing this. This is the transitional period of growth, love, and joy. So let's continue. I love you so much. You listen to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio, Sunday Service Special Edition through Paranormal Playground Sounds. I love you. That is the gospel you see right here. Yo, if I did it behind Dixieland jazz music, that's right. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tell Street from Radio. Your host, Ryan Merlin at the Boston Medium. And I was like, ooh, let's do something different here. See, we're lifting the vibrations right now through this higher light right now. God is here and God is the infinite. God is the infinite spirit that is taking us and transitioning us to our best, highest place to be.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Thank you.
It is time, beautiful souls. It is time. Oh my God, I'm so happy. Today, it's just been a great, good, like, new moon. You just do your new moon rituals. This is a great time for manifesting. I just feel really good. I don't know what to say. I just feel good. Like, this new moon, I mean, full moon was very cleansing. It's just clearing. And actually, I'm glad to see that there wasn't a lot of mess going on. I thought it was like, oh great, here comes that Scorpio full moon. I'm going to have to, and you know what it showed? I've actually have a lot of clearing. And so I don't know if any of you have ever had that experience where you're like, okay, full moon's ahead. I wonder what I'm going to have to like dig up and is going to come to the surface and I got to get ready. And then you're like, oh my God, actually it's copacetic. So let's go right into our inspirational speaking right here. And again, this inspirational speaking, anytime I do it, I'm receiving the guidance. This is opening up our consciousness into a new portal. We're opening ourselves up to a new dimension, a new way of thinking. We're letting in a higher vibration. We're letting in our expanded awareness, our expanded self. We're bringing in our starseed cosmic self back home. We're remembering who we are. So, Infinite Spirit, use me as an instrument. Use me, Infinite Spirit, use me. What is it that I need to know, Infinite Spirit? What is it that we need to know? What is it that everyone who is listening right now needs to know? See, we come in. Infinite Spirit says, we're coming in. We're coming in strong. We are coming in strong with the light. The light that is constant within us. Spirit wants to come in and talk about that light within you. You see that light? That light, it's not just this foo-foo fluffy concept of an angelic idea of being good. That light within you is a power. It's a power ACDC, like it's a power in electricity. It's a power that turns everything on. It's a power in the world. And that power is motivated and connected to that very beautiful place of love. Let's talk about that place. Let's talk about that place of love. Let's talk about that place of light within you and how we're going to use this today. How are you going to use it through your week? How are you going to use that power within you through this whole expanded reality that you are in? You see, this light is calling you right now. This light is saying, open me up, turn me on, let it in. Because and the reality is, so many people do not have that light turned on. So many people have dimmed that light. So many people have that off button. You see, we have to understand that so many of us walk around with that off button. So many of us do not utilize what we were born with, our God-given talent, our God-given right, our God-given power. That exactly, that is ours. Ours to use, ours to share, ours to illuminate the entire world with. Because we listened to the idea. We listened to the idea that we are small. We listen to the idea that we are not good enough. We listen to that idea. We are constantly listening. As a collective consciousness, we agreed to listen to how small we are. We agreed to put ourselves in boxes and labels. We agreed. We agreed that there were limitations on ourselves. We agreed that there were limitations on our beautiful soul and our beautiful spirit on exactly what wants to come forward and expand the awareness. And illuminate the light of God. And illuminate and shine the God self through. We agreed. We made an agreement. As we are listening today, beautiful souls, who's ever coming into contact, who's ever listening right now, we're going to make an agreement that we're going to break that contract. You're going to break that contract of limitation. And we're going to say, no. Right now, I decide. Right now, I declare that I turn that light on. I keep that light going. I declare that in this higher vibration, I will always come back to this place. I will always come back to this remembering of turning that light on. Turning from the off button to the on button. Because that is my God-given gift. That is my right as a human being. That is my state as a human being. It's to have that light on. Fully on, fully ignited, fully turned on, fully energized, full electricity, full of beauty, full of magic, full of everything that needs to know, needs to come into the surface, to be brought, to uplift, to shine, to grow, and to expand into eternity, to expand in invention. You see, the world is waiting for your invention. The world is waiting for your unprecedented self to come out. Yeah! Your light is waiting for your a higher self, your higher consciousness, your higher love to come forward and say, oh, yes, I did it. Yes, I made it. Yes, I'm here. Yes, I can. Yes, yes, it is possible. Yes, yes, yes. Saying yes constantly. Saying, I have what it takes to be in the consciousness of love and light, beauty, and I'm channeling all of this. I'm channeling eternity. You're here for eternity. This is eternal life. Welcome to eternal life, says the infinite spirit. Welcome to eternal love. Because we're showing this idea. Okay, we're here in this lifetime. We're here in this box. We're here in this 3D realm. And that's it. And I got to work myself to death. And I got to work and work and work until one day. Ooh, I just croak. And that is not the reality. You're here to live it fully and to carry it to the next life and the next life. I'm sorry to tell you this, but we're here for eternity, baby. We're here for always. We're here for a million lives. We're here for the a million, trillionth, billionth life. Every soul you come into contact with will always, you will always see them in eternity, baby, in different forms, different love. Because that's what it's about. That's what the beauty is. And your angels and your guidance is here. Your angels and your beauty and your guidance is always guiding you. Your angels love you. You are so loved. And right now, this is evidence of you being loved. This is evidence of you being so loved fully and completely to the higher, higher, highest degree of living. And that is what the infinite spirit is coming down to remind you. Yeah, come into that power, baby. Come into that power. Come into that electricity that is in you. You have it all within you. So what are you going to do today with that light in the presence? In that light within the presence, what are you going to do today? How are you going to use it? With every move you make, with every thought you have, with everything spoken, you have that power. What are you speaking into the world? What are you speaking to other people? What are you generating that is generating good, that is generating everything that needs to love and everything that needs to flow right now into this moment, right now into the light of God and good and with your higher self comes into that place of creation and that creation and it manifests and it keeps manifesting into this higher place. You see, right now, there's nothing holding us back. You see, right now, there is no government. There is no law. There is nothing that is higher than you that could ever keep you from your truest good. The law of attraction is within you. The law of assumption is within you. The law of order is within you. The laws in manifesting your highest good, because that's what it's about. That is always what it's about. That is always what it will be about every single day. It's about the higher good of what you're manifesting right now. No, 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 not in the past, not in the future, right now. Right now is what matters. That's all we have is right now. And step into the gratitude. And how do we shift into the now and how do we get more out of the now? It is through gratitude. It is through your winning streaks. It is through saying, oh, I am loved. I have it within me. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Intelligence. Thank you all that is here within us right now to open up this portal for the week. We're opening up this portal of strength. Physical strength, health, vibrant magical health. Please let it be within me. Please let it be within us of this vibrant magical health. Love. Love is the light right now in which we are connecting. I love you. And let that love fly. Let that vibration come with you where you have help. You have help. You always have help. That divine order of spirit in the unseen. That angelic support you have. Call on your angels. Say, if you don't know where your light is, if you don't know where to start, just say, angels. Spirit God, come down. Angel, spirit God, I'm waiting. angel spirit God. I'm ready to communicate. Angels and spirit and God. I'm ready to be here with you. You see the tears that are flowing? That is a reality of connection. That is the reality of connecting with spirit. With your higher self and the unseen. And remembering who we are. You see, when we start crying, we start feeling it's joy, it's love. This is joy and we're releasing. We're feeling it and that's the emotion. When our angels are right here with us, we can feel it. That love, that is evidence that they're right here. That's the presence. You don't need to see physically with your eyes your loved ones. You can feel them because this is a feeling universe. This is a feeling reality. This is a feeling vibration. This is feeling. And once you're here with that feeling, ooh, sky is the limit. I'm feeling loved and I'm feeling moved by the Holy Spirit right now. And God is here with you. Oh my God, is it already 1:55? Oh, I love you so much. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you for healing us in this moment. See, this is what Sunday service is all about. Deep breath. Deep breath. Inhale, exhale. Oh, this is the evidence that you are loved. Amen. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and this is the special edition of Sunday Service. Ew, it was short, but sweet. We were choosing quality over quantity time, baby. And if that's how short it had to be, that's how it had to be, baby. So we're gonna go with it. And I love you. And my regular time slot is Tuesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Even though there is a strong possibility I may not be here Tuesday because it's gonna be really warm, but I have to get my vitamin D's. It's been a while and it's going to be absolutely beautiful Tuesday. So please forgive me that if I take vacation time and do the whole holiday roll. Holiday roll. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm doing that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So that's why I'm here today. I'm taking up time on the airwaves for you. Because I love you. Holiday roll. Who knows? Maybe a time slot will open up today. I don't know. But what I do know is that you've been healed, baby. You've been healed. You have been healed by the gospel. And this is Sunday service. And we are signing off. Maybe I'll be back. Anyways, I love you. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I love you. I love you to the moon and back.